The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Hey. Gemara and Harris and Daf Hey. In the sugyas and these blatter discuss a machloikis tanoim when the tzibur, when those bez and paskins, and they make a mistake, so there is an obligation to bring what's known as a par helum dover. So the question is, in discussion among the tanoim, is how many karbonos are brought and who brings these karbonos. So the Mishnah and the Gemara discusses three basic opinions. Is the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that only one par helam dover is brought. There's only one par, and that's it. The opinion of Reb Yehuda is that every shevet brings its own par, so there's a total of 12 karbonis. And the third opinion is the opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that he holds like Reb Yehuda that every shevet brings one par. Besides for that, there is a 13th par that is brought from in general. So we have three shittas. So again, the shittah of Reb Meir is one par, Reb Yehudis is 12, and Reb Shimon says 13. So at face value, it would seem that how do we understand the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, the Gemara brings psukim. But at face value, it would seem that as a result, what comes out from the machlokes tanoim is the would seem that there is a difference of opinion exactly what is the purpose of the par helam dover. We know what happened. Why is the tzibur bringing a par helam dover? Pez din paskin wrong. They made a mistake and they said something is mutter and it's really osir. And so there was one mistake that was made by Bezdin. There was a second mistake that was made by each person who listened to Bezdin and they were over in Avera. So there's one issue of the mistake of the Bezdin, and the second issue is the mistake, the actions that were incorrect that were performed by all the members of Klal Yisrael. So at face value, it would seem that the machloikis between the Tanoim is what exactly, which Aveira is the carbon coming to be mechaper? We know you bring a chatos, the paralam dover is a chatos. It's coming on, bringing it to take away, remove the chait, the Aveira that was performed. So the question is, which Aveira is the par coming to get rid of? If we say that there's only one carbon and that's brought by the Bezdin, so it would seem that the carbon is coming to be mechaper on the Aveira that was performed by Bezdin. If I say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that every single shevet brings their own par, so then it would seem that since they bring their own power, that means that the Aveira, that the carbon is coming to be mechaper, is the Aveira of the people themselves, that the people themselves were over the Aveira, and it's not necessarily coming for the kapara of the Bezdin. And Reb Shimon, who says the Bezdin brings one, and there's, besides for the 12 that the Shvatim bring. So it would seem that according to Reb Shimon, the 12 that are brought by the Shvatim are coming for the Aveiras of the actual people who are over that, who are actually performed the Aveira. And the remaining par is brought by the Bezdin on behalf of themselves, brought on behalf of the Bezdin to be mechaper for the Aveira that they did by this paskining wrong, the incorrectly. So it would seem that would be the machloikis. That's how we would explain the machloikis at face value. Now the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. In Hilchos Shgagos, so the Rambam brings the halachas of par helam dover. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and that means the Rambam holds that when the entire tzibur does an averot, so the tzibur brings 12 parim, each shevet brings one par as a carbon. So according to how he explained, it would make sense to say that the Rambam will hold that the kapara, the people who are in charge of actually bringing the carbon, are the people of the shevet. It's the tzibur. The tzibur is the one who brings the carbon, and they're the owners of the carbon, and they are the ones who the carbon is coming to be mechaper. However, we find a inconsistency in the sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, says that the Bezdin are those who bring the carbon. The people who actually bring the carbon, who are involved in bringing the carbon, are the Bezdin, is the Sanhedrin, those that themselves that were over the Aver, and Paskin incorrectly. So the and so we find the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam discusses the mitzvahs asay samaches is the mitzvah of to bring a carbon, a parhalam dover, in situations where Bez makes a mistake and the tzibur listens. And the Rambam says that the mitzvah shetzivanu, that the Bezdin should bring a carbon when they were in this situation. And the Rambam seems to place the mitzvah, the obligation on the Bezdin. According to what we explained, that the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that the obligation should be on the tzibur, the obligation should not be on the Bezdin. So why does the Rambam say, how could the Rambam say that the obligation is on the Bezdin if the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? So in fact, we find that the Kesef Mishnah comments on the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, and the Kesef Mishnah says that, true, the Rambam says clearly that the carbon is coming to be mechaper on the Bezdin. However, the Rambam says that the people who are in charge of actually bringing the carbon are the tzibur, because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says the tzibur are the mevi'ei ha-carbon, those are the people who bring the carbon. However, we can split the people who are actually obligated to bring the carbon and are involved with bringing the carbon. We're going to split that from the people who are actually receive the kapara of the carbon. This is a very interesting concept that we find the Gemara talks about in certain places. The Gemara in Erichin, Daf Chafav, talks about is one person wants to bring a carbon on behalf of somebody else. Generally speaking, somebody, Reuven did an avera, so he brings a carbon. He's mafresh a behema. He sets aside a behema and then he takes his animal and he brings it as a carbon. What if Reuven had performed an avera, Shimon, a different person, wishes to set aside an animal and bring it to take away Reuven's avera? So we have a concept where one person will be mafresh the carbon. He will bring the carbon. He's going to physically bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He's actually the one he's supplying the carbon. But nevertheless, the carbon is not miskaper for this person. He didn't do an aveira. This carbon, the kapara of the carbon is coming to remove the aveira of a different person. Therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says that is what's going on over here by a parhelim dover. The mitzvah of a parhelim dover, says the Kesef Mishnah, according to the opinion of the Rambam, is that there are two parts, there are two components. The people who are obligated to bring the carbon, those are the ones who actually set aside their animals to bring the carbon, that's the tzibur. Those are the shvatim. However, the kapara of the carbon, what exactly is that avera that the carbon is coming to correct and remove? That avera is the avera of the bezdin. This that the bezdin passed it incorrectly, so the tzibur is bringing it for the kapara of the bezdin. And the truth is that this yisoid is also mentioned by the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself, in his Pirush HaMishnayos and Horius, in the Perek Aleph Mishnah Hei, says this clearly, says this idea, that even though the Fir Rabbi Yehuda, the way it works is that each Shevet brings their own carbon. However, they're not bringing the carbon to be mechaper for themselves. They're bringing the carbon so it should be mechaper for the Bezdin. That's one way to understand the Rambam. The Sefer Har Ephraim on Horius and Simon Beis wants to suggest a slightly different mahalach in the Rambam. He says like this: we discussed earlier in the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds that there are 13 animals, the 13 karbanos. Why? The 12 karbanos, the 12 ones that the shvatim bring, are to be mechaper for their own aver. And the 13th karban is coming to be mechaper for the bezdin. Says the Har Ephraim, he wouldn't like to say that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is whether bezdin needs a kapara or not. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only 12 karbanos and not 13. If bezdin was over an aver, they need a kapara, so that bezdin has to bring a karban. So how could it be that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bezdin gets away without bringing any carbon? must be that everyone agrees. There's no disagreement over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon over who requires a kapara. Someone who did an aveira, avado, the bezdin made a mistake, so they require a kapara. The tzibur that actually listened and actually performed the aveira, they also require a kapara. Rabbi Shimon holds that the kapara of the bezdin and the kapara of the tzibur, each one requires its own carbon. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could be yotze the kapara in all in one carbon. So with the 12 karbanis that the tzibur brings, not only is there a kapara for the tzibur, in addition to the kapara of the tzibur, there's also a kapara for the bezdin. So therefore, there's no contradiction anymore in the Rambam. It's true that the Rambam says that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that there are 12 karbanis and not 13, and that would imply that there's a kapara for the tzibur. However, that's not a contradiction to this, that the Rambam says that the bezdin are the ones that the bezdin are the ones that also need a kapara of the carbon, and they're bringing the carbon. What the Rambam means to say is that the kapara of the carbon also works for the bezdin to take off the aveira of the bezdin as well. You find the interesting shaila that will depend on this issue is the Mikdash David in Simin Chav Gimel, Sefkat and Hey, talks about the mitzvah of smicha. The Torah says that when we bring the Par Helam Dover requires smicha. Who does smicha on the Par Helam Dover? So the Mishnah, the Gemara, and Sanhedrin and other places says that the smicha of the Par Helam Dover is done by five zikanim, five members of the Sanhedrin. That means that the smicha is performed by the Sanhedrin. So generally speaking, we usually say that when one person is mafresh the carbon, a Reuven is mafresh carbon on behalf of Shimon, so the carbon is being mechaper for Shimon, the carbon is not being mechaper for Reuven, so the person who is obligated to do smicha, most achrayim understand that it's Shimon who's obligated to do smicha. So if we go like that, that the chiyuv smicha is totally in the person who receives the kapara of the carbon, and not the person who is the actual person who brings the carbon, so then you would have to say, like we've been saying from the Rambam says, that the carbon is coming to be miskaper for the bezdin. And then we'll say that the tzibur are bringing the carbon, but they're not the ones that are miskaper for the carbon. They're not the ones that receive the kapara. So like the way the Kesef Mishnah learns, we understand why the tzibur should be the ones, that the Sanhedrin should be the ones to do the smicha on the carbon, even though the tzibur are the ones that are actually paying for the carbon, are the ones that are bringing the carbon. However, the Mikdash David brings an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only is the Bezdin Samech on the carbon, they perform Smich on the carbon, but you need three people from each Shevet to perform Smicha on the carbon. So the Yerushalmi says the Smicha from Gimel Mikol Shevet and the Rosh Bezdin Al Gabim. So the Smicha that's performed by the Bezdin and the Smicha that is performed by the members of the Shvatim themselves. So, at face value, the Mikdash David asks, doesn't seem to fit with the rules. The rules are that usually the Meskaper is the one that does smicha, and not the person who brings the carbon. If you learn that the Har Ephraim, then it's very good. The Har Ephraim learns that this carbon is coming to be Mechaper for both of them. This carbon has two kapars. There's a kapara for the Bezin, there's a kapara for the Tzibur. Since there's a kapara for the Bezin and a kapara for the Tzibur, so therefore we understand that they both are required to do smicha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.